Devils Productions presents The Great Deep.
Hello and welcome to episode number 26 of The Great Deep. My name is Ryan Calder, your host for the show, and this podcast runs parallel to the music of The Great Deep album. For those who don't know, this Great Deep podcast series is basically diving deeper into themes and ideas that are part of the songs on the album. Well, it's a new year, so Happy New Year, everybody! I ended off last year, 2020, with a music residency at a hotel in the Drakensberg Mountains from Christmas Eve to New Year's Day, and it's basically where the hotel employs you for a week to play music for their guests every day. So I performed every day by the pool at lunchtime and in the restaurant and pub in the evening. And this time around was a huge blessing because my family could come along. So while I was working, the kids could run amok around the resort. I wrote a blog about my experience there, which I put a link to in the show notes. But to summarize the main crux of it, I'm looking ahead to the kinds of performances I'm thinking about doing in 2021. Well, let me preface it with some insight into my reading recently. There's a fascinating world out there which you might have heard of. It's one of those things that has surged into public consciousness over the last couple of years, like chiropractors and children's OT centers. And it's the fascinating world of music therapy. You may think that it's not for you, but you are already doing it, research shows. Many of the benefits of music have been well documented and scientifically proven over the years. Of course, you say. You've read all this stuff before. But what I find fascinating is that it turns out that most of the time we do these things instinctively as a response to our physiological needs. So if you're pounding the pavement with P.O.D.'s Hard Rock, or drifting off in a daydream to Damien Rice, chances are you're doing it because that's what your body needs. Now there are a number of ways in which music is good for you. Some studies have shown that music can help fight pain, it can help you eat less and lose weight, and it can boost your immune system. But there's another realm which is being explored and has thus far had beneficial results for families. And that's using music as an intervention strategy in relationships. Probably the most common use of music in family therapy is to facilitate communication among family members. Because music is a medium that attracts both children and adults, it has advantages in the realm of psychotherapy outside of its usual means. So for children, it's pretty obvious that play is a natural part of their world. But fundamentally, play is the bridge between inner life and external reality. And although children are not conscious of the function of play in their lives, their play allows them to assimilate reality to themselves rather than adapt themselves to reality. In other words, play helps them make sense of the world around them. For adults, though, play is often a forgotten activity, and many parents have forgotten what it means to create and master one's own world without interest in extrinsic goals or rewards. And although the value of play for children is not questioned by professionals, parents who accompany their children to a family session often consider play, and especially play with toys, just a waste of time. But most adults, including parents, do value playing music. For example, a bag of percussion instruments can serve as the play material for a music therapy session. Both children and adults tend to react to the instruments with curiosity, and parents usually do not have the negative associations that children's toys tend to evoke. Now, about 5 or 6 years ago, I went on a mission of performing house concerts. We basically took the music into people's homes and designed a set and a show that would engage folks and any of their friends they invited. And it was really memorable. And part of the set was inviting volunteers to come and play bongo drums, harmonicas, shakers, and any other variant of instrument that we had at our disposal. Because we were in people's homes with their friends, everyone was pretty comfortable and volunteers weren't difficult to get. But the fascinating power of the simple part of the set was that it lifted the lid on passivity. Now, I've learned over many years of performing that an audience can be engaged but not look it. But when you invite one of them up to join you in making music, suddenly the whole room is very obviously engaged. There's eye contact between each other. Such a simple thing, but how often do we do that in our busy lives? There's communication of a primal nature. Playing a beat or improvising a tune can speak far more than some of us can string into words. And somewhere deep in the unspoken dialogue is bonding in a moment and sometimes healing in relationships. Parents and children, brothers and sisters. Music and musical instruments become co-therapists in the midst of a house concert. So looking ahead into this year, I have this in mind, and I'd be interested to hear your thoughts or comments, or maybe even some of your experiences with music and its healing power. Well, that's it for this episode. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share if you enjoyed it. Even better, connect with us and leave a comment and join the discussion. And for more insights on the band and this project, we recommend you go straight to the source, ryancolder.co.za, where you can find all the details. Until next time, happy 2021, and remember to go below the surface and keep pondering the great deep.